and get rid of this goddamn car.
Piss all over me.
We start
piss
off.
All piss all over me. Me. Piss all over me. Piss all over me.
What a classic.
Shout out Stardust.
Shout out Reese PC. Reese PC Jr.
I think he wants that shit buried, to be honest. That's, he doesn't want nobody to find out about that.
Well, he's like, he's crust punk now. He's he'd be seen as a traitor. We have a very special guest on today. The newest roommate.
Are we live?
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty cool.
We have a very special guest, our recent roommate.
Yep.
We're flushing ourselves down the toilet.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm fucking selling out. Get your fucking feet out of here. Get them out, dude.
Come on, man.
Dude, stop.
If you're going to bust them out, you better make money.
I know. I need to get comfortable, bro.
Stop, dude.
Oh, dude, he's got a stiffy. He's got a stiffy.
Dude.
Yeah.
Put your fucking cock away, dude. All right, all right. Fucking Christ.
He lurked.
Listen, this isn't an OnlyFans. It's quite similar, but, you know, we're not making any money because we don't have, like, tits to show or whatever.
This podcast is like a fat monster with an OnlyFans.
Yeah. It's like a girl you went to high school with and, like, everybody wanted to see her shit.
Yeah.
And then she got fat and then, like, had 12 kids, started OnlyFans. And then, you know, fucking, you know, had 12 guys like pay for it that like they just wanted to see for shits and gigs. And she made no money off of it, but she like fully thought she was going to be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah. Just based on her looks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like me.
But she's like, she's 5'4 and 300 pounds.
It's like you're a.
So, Jamie.
Yeah.
It's like a fuck boy. You make your entire world pleasing women, then you get fat and gross, and no one wants to fuck you anymore. It's like, well, I guess we'll be a single dad. You gotta put the meaning back in your life.
This is true.
I'll sacrifice my life for the greater good of my soon to be fat children.
Fat children.
You'll probably
birth like. Slim children.
They're gonna come out of his ass like a fucking
no.
Like, you know, like a very strained skinny turd, like coming out, like one of those thin fucking like straw like circumference
like
size.
Parasite.
Yeah, it almost looks like a worm. Kinda like one of them worm shits.
No. Yeah. Hey, for all you girls out there who's fucking some questionable men, dip his whole penis in vinegar. All the parasites will come out of his dick in no time.
It's like one of those mantises. It's like one of those fucking praying mantises that have the parasite.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
You dunk them on alcohol and then it just shits it out.
Yep. I saw like a short of like a wasp like shitting out a parasite. He had like the biggest shit of his life.
Oh, that's rough, dude. He shit his organs out.
Oh yeah, remember how we were talking about the fucking Mucinex man the last episode?
Yeah.
I guess
we got a sponsorship.
No. I got my note here says follow up to Mucinex man sex offender allegation / turns new leaf, now sex icon after COVID.
He's a sex icon after the whole world was
this
sick.
This is a post from the New York Post.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's my note for it.
So you just blew the load on your bit.
That's my note.
You've
for
spelled it out.
Mucinex mascot Mr. Mucus has officially become a sex symbol. He's not your average heartthrob fuck. Who wrote this? Mucinex is. Jesus Christ, the ads. Mucinex's mischievous mascot, Mr. Mucus, has finally become a sex symbol. This is retarded. So
wait,
people,
hold on.
So people are fucking. In 2023, I'm living my sickest life. Here are my flu year's resolutions. The video. Fuck, dude.
Well, look,
can you read?
You're on BuzzFeed Media.
No, I mean, this is the New York Post, you fucking.
Wow.
Piece of shit.
That's
anyways,
that's
people
worse.
Are fucking. Damn, what the fuck are these ads? Anyways.
Wait, that's a real article?
Yeah.
People are...
Yeah, do you want to see the fucking article?
I'm sure, yeah. People are fucking getting their pussies
wet
for the Mucinex man?
They're whacking their fucking...
Who? The Mucinex
clit.
Man.
They're whacking their clit to the fucking Mucinex man, dude.
Dude, weren't we joking about this?
Yes, we were joking about him being a sex offender.
Oh, well, that's even more...
I just happened to be sitting at my computer, and I was, like, thinking about it, and I was like... What happened to the Mucinex man? I haven't seen a Mucinex Man commercial in a minute. See, and I literally found that article and was dying.
Oh, my God.
From the flu.
Yeah.
Did you just rip ass, dude?
No, yeah. All the babes are going after Mr. Mucinex, the fucking guido.
Hold on, hold on. John, did you just rip ass, dude?
Damn, I could hear it, too.
Nice.
Nice.
Anyway,
that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
No, but then we have to get the slobs like that. The real oinkers.
We got
to
get the Mucinex Man on the show. He's just like, yeah, I don't know. I like spreading AIDS.
Well, he does comedy.
I like spreading AIDS.
He does comedy, you know?
Yeah.
He goes by the alias Joey Diaz.
Joe.
Hey, cocksuckers. It's me, the Mucinex Man. Hey, cocksuckers. You need to get up and sneeze all that snot onto your bitch's pussy.
I bet you can't count how many folds are on my forehead.
Hey, can't afford lube? Hakaluki on that shit. I'll be your partner. I'll be right there. We'll run a three-man on this shit.
Show me the monkey.
Show me the monkey.
Come on, it'll be me, you, and her.
He has this story.
We'll do an Eiffel Tower.
He has a story of him going up to a rape victim and being like, show me the monkey. And then he eats her pussy.
Yeah.
Let me see the monkey.
Jesus Christ. Show me the monkey.
Yeah.
That's rough, bro.
Yeah, so what have you guys done recently? Have you guys done anything cool?
I quit my job.
Fucking
I'm unemployed.
Fucking
no money. I had an identity crisis.
The microphone.
I had an identity crisis, but I'm back now.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
I got my brother to... We finally conned my brother into moving here.
Yeah, I feel scammed.
Yeah, dude, rent is fucking $1,000 a month each.
Yeah, you guys just hooked up.
We have several Mexican people living in the garage now because I moved out, and we moved out like three Mexican families, three multi-generational Mexican families in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four generation Mexican families in.
One senorita.
No, there's three families, but there's four generations in each family.
What are the teen parties
that's
called?
That's like 160 Mexicans.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. In a garage.
Yeah.
A.K.A.
And a one-car garage.
How many of them will fit in a Filiberto's lobby?
I don't know, dude.
That's how many. That's how they rate it. Yeah. It's three families.
Oh, yeah, three.
Three full families.
Three full multi-generational three Mexican families can fit into one Mexican restaurant. And they cooking in there. They're all cooking.
They're all trading out.
They're all cooking, dude.
Time me out.
So, dude, every time you see one of those food trucks on the corner and shit, fucking one, two fucking multi-general multi-generational fucking Mexican families.
Wait, it's not a line to get the food. It's a line to work.
No, they're all packed in there like a clown car.
Oh.
They're all packed in there like kilos of cocaine.
Wow.
Johnny, quit rubbing your fucking...
Sorry, I just...
Why are you rubbing,
your fucking
bites.
Heel, dude?
I got bit by something.
Dude, what the fuck is your problem?
I don't know.
You got bit by an amoeba?
He is an amoeba.
Do you think that's it?
He is an amoeba.
An amoeba, but... Dude, my brain is melting today.
They're kind of itchy.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Listen, there's probably some hydrocortisone cream somewhere around here.
Oh.
Dude, stop scratching them. Slap them.
He's bringing attention to his feet because that's the real money maker.
Yeah, no. We're going to fucking sell your feet on the internet. If you keep walking around the house with the dogs out.
Sorry.
We're painting your fucking toenails. And we're selling your feet on the internet to cover rent because, you know, it's $1,000 a month.
We'll post you as
it's $1,000 a month. Fuck it. We got several Mexican families in the garage. They're hoarding all their wealth.
They're not sharing.
They're not paying any rent.
It's not the millionaires or the billionaires. It's the hordes of Mexicans.
Listen,
it's not the
millionaires or the billionaires. It's all the Mexicans in people's garages living for free. It's me, Bernie
living
Sanders. You need to vote for me. I will do what Trump could not. I will build the wall. I will build the wall.
I will do what Trump did not. Fuck his daughter.
I will build the wall because, and it will be made out of trash that hippies have found, and it will be a wall of peace and love.
You could probably build the wall with the entire stack
it'll be,
of paper.
It'll be made from garbage from several.
No, just print the Medicare for All legislation. And
we'll
that's
take
the
all
wall.
The garbage from New York City, and we'll build the wall.
we'll turn it into like an earthship, and then we'll let people live in the wall, and that's how we'll solve the housing crisis.
I'd live in the wall.
Chrysler 300. Get your Chrysler 300 now.
Test drive on the NASCAR 300.
Test drive a Chrysler 300 now.
Dude, I love
drive it off the lot.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
Have you ever wanted to be the pit stop guys?
Oh yeah, dude.
That would be pretty cool.
You know what? I've always wanted to be like a guy that works at like a gas station that's like full service.
Oh, like the ones we saw in L.A.?
Yeah. When we went to, like, I've always wanted that job, just to fucking sit around the fucking gas pump and smoke cigarettes and just wait for it to fucking
blow. Oh, yeah, at a gas pump.
Just wait for it to explode. Just talk shit all day.
That'd be pretty sick, bro.
Wait for it to fucking explode.
Checking some L.A. hotties fucking, you know, oil levels.
I'm, like, on the East Coast.
Oh, you're a Tennessee
fan. I want the job they had in Initial D, essentially.
Oh,
I want to race cars down the fucking, you know, Yakuza Mountain and fucking, you know, talk shit and die.
And want to die every day at work.
Want to die.
You are a bomb.
Do that now, but.
You are a bomb, essentially.
Yeah. I am a living bomb. Chrysler 300.
The dip your balls in vinegar sales event.
Come on down to Toyotathon and dip your balls in a bowl of fucking acid. Come on down to Toyotathon, Toyota event, and eat the Taco Bell chicken wings or whatever. Do you remember when they did those? The Taco Bell chicken wings?
That sounds horrific.
Yeah, people were fucking getting like food poisoning from them.
Oh, yikes.
Mm-hmm. Did they even make it to Lake Havasu?
Yeah.
Because they didn't make it in Flagstaff.
Oh, you never got the Taco Bell chicken wings?
I think they made it here and they were like, oh, we're throwing these away.
Well, imagine like going and getting the Taco Bell chicken wings over Chick-fil-A.
They said it was pretty good.
That's disgusting. You're an animal.
Yeah.
You shave your armpits, dude. Boy.
Fucking...
Your opinion on chicken
wings. You're a little girl,
dude.
You like rub your fucking entire body in Vaseline after you get out of the shower. It's fucking disgusting. It's like you walk out and like I'm like, okay, like he just took a shower or whatever. And then you're like an hour later, I'm like, why are you still wet, dude? It's disgusting.
Bruh.
What is going on? Are you just sweating all the time?
No, man.
You're just covered in fucking...
I shave.
You're covered in the souls of dead dinosaurs.
It's just my neck that's, like, oily because I put Vaseline when I shave.
He jerks off with the leftovers,
though. Yep.
He jerks off with the leftover fucking Vaseline.
No, you can't
he
jerk
does.
Off with Vaseline. That's disgusting.
You can.
That
you
shit's
can,
like,
dude.
Like
you can
tar.
Jerk.
It, you like, can... slows you down.
You know what the Mucinex man uses? Olive oil.
No,
he uses
a fucking loogie. He's made of lube.
No, he's a fucking wop. We've established this in the canon.
Yeah, but he's made of lube.
It's canon, he's Italian.
He might be snot, but snot is lube in his opinion.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, the basis
Johnny,
of all...
Johnny, quit fucking smiling at me like
the
that.
Basis of all Italian cooking, snot.
Yeah.
Like the Mucinex. The Mucinex
I just
man.
Choked on my fucking man, spit.
Are you doing okay?
That's disgusting.
Listen, I'm saving
Do we need to talk about
I'm
it?
Saving up my Mucinex man fucking super lube.
What?
I'm gonna talk about where I work.
No one would have guessed that unless you said it.
Extra, extra.
Sorry.
Read about it.
This man works.
Extra, extra, extra. Suck on my penis. Extra, extra.
Well, you work for the coolest company in the world. The Weatherman. The fucking AC company
Weatherman.
With the guy. Grinning.
He's got like the hot and cold hand.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's your bitch at? I'm a fucking
The Weatherman.
I'm a cooker left tit off, and then I'm a freezer right tit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what I'm going to do? Make a pulled pork sandwich.
That'd be a good fuck. Pulled
dude,
pork
yeah,
sandwich.
Dude.
The Weatherman does look cool.
That's what I call your fucking ex's pussy.
I don't know if she was. She wasn't fat, though.
Yeah, but she was pulling pork with it.
There you go. You got it.
And then you good fucked job. The couch like J.D. Vance.
That is classic. I have fucked the couch before.
You are J.D. Vance, bro.
Unintentionally.
Johnny, what is your problem?
I don't know,
How
man.
Are you doing, man?
I'm getting pretty good.
You getting pussy here?
No.
Yeah, you getting
laid.
You
getting pussy then. Status. What's the status?
Yeah,
what's
pussy
boys?
Status? There's like no girls at the lake. There's
no
like
one
no there. One.
Well, it's like the wrong
just
time.
Fucking
like
old
summer
men.
Is like almost over.
You're right.
The water is really nice right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm surprised about. Like, right when the sun goes down, it's like great outside. And there's just no bitches out.
Dude, you stay there. You stay in the water long enough, and it'll, like, cook your semen, and then you're sterile.
Well, I was outside, like, it was, like, what, 7:30? The sun's down, but I'm out there, like, helping our old roommate, like, grab the fucking, her mattress out of the garage, because she's finally gone. The burden is gone.
The beast of burden is gone. That's the episode title. Betty's gone.
No, we're free.
Yes, we're free. That clean, white boy. We're free from her grasp.
Listen, we got rid of the neoliberal socialist that was in the house who was trying to start a harem of polyamorous people. She was trying to start a circus in the house.
She's had orgies in her room.
Do you believe that?
Don't believe that. Don't. I live there.
Yeah, dude, her bed was right where yours was.
Nah. I clean. Listen,
no, I was in the middle. Don't lie.
I cleaned the cum from the baseboards. There's no cum in the baseboards anymore.
Yeah, you
was there
it.
Actually like nut?
He did clean it with his tongue. I watched him.
It is gross.
I bought a black light. I sold it after we got that. That's why it's not here.
We
anymore.
Need to go. Dude, Javen's eyes lit up. Dude, is your bed just fucking just glowing?
I don't bust in my bed. Your bed's probably glowing because that's where I bust.
All right. That's crazy.
You go for a run, I'm like.
All right. And then you wipe your hands off on his desk.
Wait, no. Wait, he wipes his hand on my cat.
Yeah. He uses the cat as a cum rag. The
cat is a fucking
the
napkin.
The cat's glowing like a bark scorpion under a black light.
The cat's pregnant with your fucking demon baby.
That's disgusting.
Cat baby. Three.
You've done it three times.
The return of cat bitch.
Oh, dude.
I think I had something else fucking to talk about.
Feline fecundity. Listen, funky cum. Listen. Dude, can we make a movie called Funky Cum?
No.
Why not?
Let's talk about Keegan's emotional state, because he's very emotional.
No, I'm not, dude.
Yes, you are.
I'm not emotional, dude.
We're in the car, and he's like, stop being loud. You're being loud.
I didn't say that. I said stop fucking throwing my water bottles I need to refill and take to work with me.
We threw out the fucking window. We didn't even throw one at the
Quit
window.
Quit throwing my fucking gallon jugs out the fucking window.
You do kind of reek of estrogen recently. It's concerning.
Yeah, because fucking I've been getting pussy.
No.
No. You have to.
You fuck women to increase testosterone. Yeah,
I've been infected, dude. I've been infected with the virus
with woman
called
brain.
Estrogen.
Woman brain.
HGTV.
Damn, I want some woman brain. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I love woman brain. Yeah, I love the fucking.
I like that.
Wait, where's the fucking. Where's
you don't want woman brain? You want man brain.
No, I just.
You
I
want
just,
Mucinex man brain.
I hate that I do that. I go.
Well, stop doing it. Bruv.
I hate hearing that sound from myself. I go, ew.
Do you hate it from others?
That's probably fine with others.
Yeah, but it's just when I hear it from myself because I can see, like, I hear it in my head. I'm like, that's gross.
Well, you re-listen to every episode. Oh, yeah, we could talk. Hey, there's something we could talk about.
No, check this out. Check this out, dude. Fucking, what I got to read my note for this. It's Bristol Antifa gay kids.
What the fuck?
What?
We are black, white, Muslims, and we're Jews, and we're gay. We are black, white, Muslims.
Bristol Antifa?
It gets better. I remember it gets better. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, no.
So,
what's the backstory here?
Yeah.
Well, Bristol West is an insurance company.
Yeah, they were, like, protesting something. And, it's like a South Park bit.
Dude, yeah. She can't chant. No one can go with her.
No. Keep Bristol anti-racist. Like, it's literally like a South Park bit.
Yeah.
It's a South Park level bit of just, yeah, like, they're everything.
Yeah.
What was that fucking bit they had of, they brought peace to the Middle East or whatever?
Oh, the Red Heifer?
I think so.
Yes, the Red Heifer.
And then it's just a band playing? No, I don't know. I was laughing my ass off at that the other day. I was like, what is happening anymore? What is happening anymore?
Dude, art,
oh, yeah, the fucking, the Irish are pissed off again.
Well, thank God.
I think Ireland is going to reunify as a country. They're going to take back the
North.
You
always fuck this up. Which side of Ireland is bad? Northern Ireland or Ireland, the country?
Northern Ireland is bad.
That's not Ireland. That's Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland is bad. It needs to be one Ireland,
mm-hmm,
or whatever.
See, Ireland, the real Ireland, has not been mad about anything for like 100 years.
Oh, no, they've just been big chilling.
Big drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They've been just,
mm-hmm,
getting drunk.
That's the part of Ireland I'd retire to.
Yes.
I just drive around in a fucking Chrysler 300 and, you know, fucking smoke cigarettes and hang out in the pub.
No, I respect the Irish's lack of giving a fuck about anything.
Dude, that's where I want to
be. It's so nice.
That's where I want to be, dude.
Dude,
but
Johnny,
I give a shit.
The Russian bomber jets, like, flew over Ireland, and the entire country did not care. In fact, they joked, they're like, yeah, if they bomb Dublin, fucking rent prices will go down. Like, dude, imagine if we said that here. If some, like, if that was the general consensus, like, thank God 9/11 happened. New York prices are going down.
I mean, they do up in the fucking big corpo towers.
I do now.
Yeah.
I'm hella in favor of another terrorist plot.
That's crazy.
Listen, dude. Listen, they already did one. It was the assassination attempt on Trump, dude.
That was not a terrorist plot.
Listen, it was a terrorist plot. They tried to kill me. They tried to do it. They tried to suck off my penis.
Wasn't he? He had the dogs out.
What? Yeah, he had his slips. He had the slips off, dude. He's like, I've got my dogs out. They're getting some sun.
That's pretty sick.
Now I'm going to go on Theo Von's podcast and talk about it.
Yeah, he's on a podcast with Theo.
Yeah, I'm saving that listen for tomorrow.
Mm.
I have nothing to talk. I'm just bringing it up. But
I do have something to bring up.
What if we got?
I mean, this has become the official scandal podcast. If you want to know about what scandals are
the
going
real
on,
ass scandal podcast,
you come here.
Brought to you by the Chrysler 300.
KRM Radio, Gay Man Radio. 59.9 Gay Ass Radio.
59.9 Gay Ass Radio.
Gar.
Hold on. Gay Ass Radio. 59.9. Gotta give it to him. Gotta have it. You want it? I got it. The thing is penis.
Excuse me? Oh, okay. Wait, hello? Okay, sorry. I'm talking to voices.
Yeah, you're talking. Yeah.
Wait,
you're too busy thinking about the Chrysler 300 on gay ass radio.
Anyway, welcome back to Gay Ass
Radio. I miss like turning on the radio and hearing shit like that. Like, I drive to fucking, like, cuz you know, I'm a child of divorce. And you know, I you know, my parents would drive back and forth and I'd have to listen to the radio like in, yeah, my mom's car on the way back home. And it would always just be like fucking KFM. Fucking real ass hood music.
Sisters, Big Tit Radio.
It'd just be like Linkin Park.
Crawling in my skin. My dick is not real. You're listening to Big Titted Sister Radio.
Tuning in to KMFDM, Big Old Titty Fucking Radio, .71.3 fucking. Sucking
rough
on some titties. Yeah, no, I do miss that shit.
Oh,
me.
Yeah. Scandals. Mr. Beast. The tower
Mr.
has
Beast.
Fallen. The guy who would give poor people, take advantage of
he
poor
would give
people
a Chrysler 300.
Yes, for free, for nothing than participating in his games.
I hope you know. I'm probably going to clip that and fucking use that. Chrysler 300 sound effect.
It was pretty crazy, Mr. Beast falling. Yeah. I don't think it ever would have happened.
Yeah. What's that Tenacious D song? Fucking.
Longest time ago.
No. It's the greatest song in the world. Towards the end of the song, he's like, and the beast was done.
And the beast was done.
Well, dude, okay.
Whip crack of his whippy tail, and he shot some cum.
What made me laugh about the whole thing, though, is how quickly it escalated with the accusations. Because at first it was like, he's kind of a dick. He doesn't really care about people's feelings. He doesn't pay them right. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Everyone does that. And then it went from like, yeah, but then he also like, you know, stole someone's panties and sniffed them on set. Anyway. Yeah.
And also his friend Chris is a fucking total fucking like number one Shad Man fucking fan.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, there's like
the most, dude, that person, what's his name? What's her name?
Chris Tyson.
Yeah. Her name is Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Ava Chris Tyson.
Ava Christian Adia Chandler Tyson.
She got promoted. No. She out-promoted Caitlyn Jenner for being the most problematic trans person in the country.
Yeah, dude. I love that.
Like, leaned into all the stereotypes that everyone fucking pushes out against him.
Buckle up,
they're
Buckaroo.
All fucking kids. No.
Buckle
no,
up, Buckaroo.
Not.
He should not be near his kid. He needs to get far away.
Dude, yeah, no.
You
like,
name here?
Yeah, who gives a shit? I don't care. Listen, if you're trans, whatever. If you're trans pedophile, okay. Who gives a shit?
If you're trans pedophile, you should run for governor.
Yeah.
Get a shot.
Yeah, you'd be president by tomorrow.
Presidential.
But you know, Chris is like a huge Shadman fucking fan.
Who the fuck is Shadman?
You know who Shadman is.
Yeah, Shadman is like the guy that makes like 12-year-old, quote-unquote, like 150-year-old anime girls, like hentai. So they have, like, 12-year-old bodies, but they're classified as, like, 200-year-old.
It's technically, like, child porn.
Yeah, it's like child porn, but, like, hentai. So it's, like, even worse.
Listen, didn't we see this in Zelda?
Oh, yeah, and then freaking...
This is a genre.
Yeah, no, this is Breath of the Wild. This is a plot of Breath of the Wild.
Which is crazy.
The child's breath of wild. No, the child's breath on my wild penis.
The child's breath goes after it smells like my penis.
Babies, go to the beach. God,
Jesus
what?
Christ,
it's
dude.
Bad. It's bad, dude. Every time you open the internet, someone new gets caught for CP.
I'm going to have to fucking kill myself.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude, no, it's like pedo of the month. Do you remember when we were doing like meme of the month like fucking 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Now it's fucking, who's going to be the diddler of the week? Who's the diddler of today?
Is internet surveillance just getting better? Are we getting better at catching them?
I think they fucking slip up.
There's more of them.
They just slip up.
Yeah.
Like what? It was who was it recently? It was Chris. Dr. Disrespect is the newest one, I think.
Cody Ko.
Too Mad.
Too Mad. Cody Ko.
EDP.
EDP.
Sam Hyde.
No.
Sam Hyde. Everyone wants him to, but he's not.
No,
he's like, the most likely to, but doesn't. Hasn't been caught.
That's the thought is people think that he probably is a pedophile or whatever. Like guys like that.
Yes.
But it's like they're just normal fucking dudes.
But it's actually just
they're normal fucking dudes. They just do outlandish fucking crazy shit because they just.
They're normal dudes.
They find it funny.
They cut their cock off and they have tits and they work for, you know, a child scammer. Mm-hmm. Normal people. Mm-hmm. Normal, eccentric
normal people.
People
who send money to the Daily
Star. Yeah, no, the Mr. Beast thing was just hilarious.
Listen, all I care about is the Chrysler 300.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what made me laugh.
Quit touching your fucking toes, bro.
Bro, give me a break.
Put the dogs away.
Every time we have you on the show, you're doing some like sexual.
You're doing
shit.
Some freak ass shit. Last time, you were fucking like
staring at my nuts.
Yeah, you were staring at Javen's nuts. You were fucking like
balls.
Scratching your fucking balls.
Right, first of all, small nuts. Second of all,
I've got big. Dude, I'll blow them out right now.
No,
I don't
want to. Disgusting.
See
I don't.
You don't have to. Look.
I just ate, man. I don't.
You don't have to look,
Javen. For fuck's sake. You can't even find your nuts. They're buried. They're buried.
He gave up. He was about to go. He's like, fuck, I lost him.
He's just like, fuck, that's roll 27. Look, this is 24. Fuck, I lost my place.
No, he's going to lift it up. I'm not looking. I'm looking at you.
Good, you missed it. I pulled out my left testicle.
No.
You're
well,
a pedophile,
see it,
dude.
So.
I'm calling you out right now. You're fucking
no, fat these are these two my two friends here are consenting adults, and I could fuck them up.
No, listen, I might be an adult, but like, you know, emotionally I'm still like 16.
Emotionally.
Yeah. I haven't mentally developed past 16.
Bullshit.
Well, I still think the words poo poo pee pee caca doo doo doggy diarrhea are funny.
Well, yeah, that's really funny. Anyone finds
that's the name of our spinoff show.
No, that's the name of our band. Our band. Okay, poo poo pee pee caca doo doo doggy diarrhea,
aka also known as Dog Milk.
The Brown Album.
Dog Milk. The Brown Album.
Dog Milk. The Brown Album.
Dog Milk, the Brown Album.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
That's what it sounds like when Master Shake jerks off.
He jerks off his straw?
Yeah.
This is high quality audio entertainment.
Be nice.
We have a lot of fans in Europe.
Knock your shit off.
All right. It's me, Jordan Peterson. I personally think that you need to clean your room. You got doo doo doggy diarrhea all over the floor, and that's not cool.
All over the
floor. God does not like that. You know, I'm a Christian, and I really believe that God, you know, says that you need to listen to Andrew Tate and clean your room and quit masturbating.
Andrew Tate's cool, man.
Does Michaela
Andrew Tate is a fucking homosexual.
No, he's not, man.
He's a fucking homosexual. What does he do? He fucking, he smokes cigars, shaves his head, fucking gets in trouble for, like, what, avoiding taxes or whatever?
Yeah.
What did he? Is that literally what it was? I don't care.
Fuck, I don't know.
I have a question. Does Michaela Peterson assault the penis before she sucks it?
Who's that?
Her dad's penis?
No. Whoever she's with. Because she's on, like, the meat.
Listen, sweetie, you have to salt the penis before you eat it.
She's very attractive.
You are on the meat diet.
She's very attractive.
She's got to use that organic salt and just fucking sprinkle it on there.
She went with Andrew Tate.
What?
Yeah.
She sucked them off?
No, they went on a date or something.
Autism is a very interesting topic that I would like to discuss today. I may have it. Andrew Tate out.
That's not Andrew Tate.
Welcome. You have to beat women. Because doing so, you have to get them into submission.
Well,
so that way, you can get tax money. Tax money that you didn't even fucking tell the IRS about.
They're smart, man. They made millions.
And guess what? I like cigars and playing chess in my living room. What? I'm Andrew Tate, and you can't do anything about it. Because I live in Romania, and I'm a gay vampire.
Rape is legal here. That's all I'm allowed to say, according to my lawyers.
Listen, they don't have laws against roofing bitches here. And yes, I just called them bitches. I'm Andrew Tate, and I'm gay. I'm a gay, bald vampire who loves sucking on cigars.
He gives
penis-shaped tobacco sticks.
He gives off major, like, gay porn from the 80s vibe.
No. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keegan.
No. Yeah.
Totally.
No.
Will you?
What are you boys doing in here?
I'm sucking on tobacco-shaped penises.
You were
very good.
What?
You were indoctrinated for a bit by the
I was just infatuated by him. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of gay, dude. I listened to 7 hours of the history of the Middle East, the whole fucking thing. I learned nothing.
Yeah,
really?
I learned nothing.
Damn.
You don't have anything on it?
No.
Wow.
I listened to the whole 7 hours
while you're working or something.
Yeah, just like while I was doing shit, working, I learned nothing.
That's shocking, man.
Well,
no,
I just got, there was too much information, I think, and it just all fell out.
Well, that makes sense, because whenever you don't remember anything I say either.
Yeah, it's kind of like you open a book and all the like letters fall off the pages. That was what happened.
Ah, shit.
In my brain.
Damn.
All I remember is they like killed each other all the time, and they've been doing it forever. And like World War One and World War Two kind of like really fucked up the area.
Wow, he really don't know shit.
And then like, you know, They're always just committing fucking.
Imagine we came home every day and you were reading a book for like 7 hours, and then afterwards we're like, "Oh, what'd you read?" You're like, "They killed each other."
I don't know, dude. They just like
fucked them up.
This is kind of gay or something. I
still am racist against them. That's your synopsis.
I mean, like, what is it? What is the law that they're allowed to enact on each other? I don't remember the term for it.
I mean, any society where you could just pick a woman out and fuck them,
anyways,
I'm pro.
They just like, there's just that going on all the time. They're like a bunch of nomadic people. They just push each other around all the time.
Do the dudes have to get under the curtain to fuck? Do they stay under the curtain when they're fucking?
No, there's actually a curtain rod. And it's like, you know, some of them, they have like, you know, the ones that are like, you know, you twist. It's a stick that you twist. Or sometimes it's the actual, like, it's a rope. You pull the rope. See, I did learn some stuff from this video, the 7-hour video of knowledge from the Middle
East.
You've
used the word stuff 14 times.
Yeah, because it's stuff. I don't care. It's stuff. And?
You got a rope stuff and the pulley stuff.
You got the pulley
stuff.
Listen, sometimes they have the automatic ones.
I heard their cocks are upside down. Is that true?
No.
Where like the bottom of our penis is actually their top?
I think you're confusing Asian women and their sideways pussy.
Oh. That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg is fucking some horizontal slit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's gross.
I don't know.
Johnny likes this idea. He likes this idea. I feel like he's like a fucking pro fucking
Asian, Asian pussy?
That horizontal.
He's like, Jenny, lose your virginity against me.
Against me.
Put it in my pussy.
Oh, Johnny, I need you to suck up my titty. I need you to suck up my titty, Johnny.
Suck up my titty.
Suck up my titty, Johnny.
Man,
it's
the
music. You watch too much anime, dude. You gotta
little,
don't fucking touch
fat
me.
Boy.
Don't. I'm not fat.
Oi,
you're fat.
I'm not fat.
No, he's a rectangle.
Little big boy.
You're straight up rectangle.
I'm built like a fucking 1920s boxer, dude.
Rectangle.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Bro's bro.
I'll fucking give you the 1-2. Fucking
bro has two right angles.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he's just up.
Hey,
but dude,
hey, Johnny's, at least you know I'm straight.
Johnny's got that like Samsung curved monitor forehead.
He does.
Take the hat off, bro. Look at this shit.
Dude, that's the fucking chrome dome.
The chrome dome.
That's the chrome dome. You know the gray Daft Punk robot? That's
yes.
him. He's the fucking gray
wow.
Daft
that's
Punk.
That's his visor.
Robot.
You can fucking play like a tennis match. I'm off
of. Your forehead is straight up an astronaut's visor.
Bro, I can see the reflection of the sun off that thing at night.
That's great.
That is the fucking moon.
Wow. Get your balls up.
Damn, he's taking the hat off. Holy shit. Bro, that the light's blinding me.
I've learned
the light reflecting off his forehead.
Is it like the SpongeBob movie? Bald.
Yeah.
Bald.
No, it's literally that. That's what it is.
No, he's got a distinguished forehead.
Yeah, very, very massive.
But I've seen that in many tech
very
videos.
Very distinguished gentleman. Yo, Javen, did you hear about the fucking the Disney thing going on right now?
Where Minnie came out pro-Israel?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, what? For real?
No. Some dude, his wife died from like an allergic reaction at fucking Disneyland from like food she was served.
Whoa.
She like went into anaphylactic shock and died, I think, is
holy
the story.
Shit.
And yeah, like he was like trying to fucking sue Disney, and he's like, actually, no, you can't do that because you fucking signed up for Disney Plus, and it says in our law, like in our like terms and conditions, that you are not allowed to sue us.
What?
Over anything?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be true.
Yeah.
What else do you know about the story? Is that it?
That everyone's fucking flipping out over it.
Dude, that can't be legal. That's not legal.
It's in their terms and conditions, but I don't think it should be legal.
They went to Disneyland.
Disneyland.
And then they died at Disneyland.
Yeah.
He tried to sue them, and they're like, nah,
you guys signed the terms and conditions. You're not allowed to sue us. You have Disney Plus.
That's getting taken up to a higher court.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I believe it is.
And they'll side. Because
that's fucking insane. That's egregious, bro.
Dude. If the court.
That's fucking evil.
Dude, if the court signs with Disney, welcome to Night City.
Oh, yeah, it's over, bro.
It's cyberpunk.
Fucking welcome 2077.
Where corporations just can just make laws, basically.
Johnny, I'm out of Dr. Pepper. Give me yours.
No.
Okay.
Dude, that's wild, though.
No, yeah, it's fucking evil, dude. I feel
You think I can get someone to sign? What if we got someone to sign a petition? And then I just fuck the shit out of their ass in an alley.
Yeah.
And when they tried to take me to court
I truly believe that fucking technology like stopped serving us like any sort of good once Google got rid of the "Don't be evil" slogan. Like I truly believe that technology like just.
That's hack.
It is hack. This is sure.
I think the internet died when Ghostbusters reboot came out.
The Ghostbusters ladies?
Yes. Ghostbusters when she's like, "Look how big my pussy is" on screen, and we're like, "Wow."
It's me. I'm trying to be as funny as Amy Schumer, but my roast beef sandwich ain't pulling no pork.
We're really in that post funny era satire.
What?
What?
What? You're looking at me, dude.
No, you're looking, at, me you're looking at me, dude.
Bro's trying to flirt.
He's trying to flirt.
Bro. Quit trying to riz me up. Quit trying to riz me up. I'm getting flustered over here. I'm stumbling over my words. I'm getting a stutter.
I want to get my dick sucked in a bathroom.
Done it.
Why?
That sounds nice.
In a bathroom?
That's a bucket list item.
Do you want to like watch in the stalls?
Like I look at a chick, she looks at me, and then we just both kind of like, you know, nod at each other. And then we both walk into the bathroom, and she gives me top and leaves. And I'm like, all right, I don't need to be at the bar anymore.
Keep dreaming.
Dude, it happens. It happens to people.
Yeah, not to you. Or me. Or anyone.
You could pull it off.
No.
You can just look at a baddie and be like, yo, what's up?
Come on, baby girl. You want to come over
here?
She
pulls on your scrotum just the right way. So that you bust it.
You're just like, come on, baby girl, let me suck on your trans penis in the bathroom.
Sucks your dick so well. Gives
come
you
on, girl,
orgasm.
Let me suck on your girl penis in the bathroom, dude. Come on, let me snort some fucking cocaine off your girl penis in the bathroom.
You're gross, Keegan.
I'm not gross, dude. I'm just speaking facts. You watch too much anime, and that's where it leads. You turn into Chris from Mr. Beast.
You literally.
That is funny for everyone to freak out about pedophilia here. Most of the content people watch is tangential.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm like, I don't like people that watch anime. Like, I really don't.
You watch anime.
I have, like, a select few, like, films that I enjoy.
Mostly Ghibli.
Yeah, Ghibli.
There's some weird things in Ghibli, but it's not nearly as creepy
it's,
as
it's not meant,
else.
It, like, in Ghibli, like, it's... It's like a children's movie. It's meant to be innocent. It's not fucking... There's no weird fucking connotation to it. It's just like whatever. Like like Porco Rosso, like she's just like fucking with Porco. She's like
It's like common for little people to get crushes on adults. I mean, I had crushes on teachers.
Oh, dude, yeah.
My English teacher, yeah. She
but
was
like,
a babe.
No, there's like fucking... There's like a anime that's just straight up fucking like... Pedophilia, it's pedo bait. I believe the CIA puts this shit out. Just turn into fucking war mode real quick. I believe that, you know, dude. I believe that fucking the CIA is putting out fucking pedophilia. Fucking,
it's disgusting. There's like some animes pedophilia on Crunchyroll. I'll give a try, and there it's just like straight up CP, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, dude, all you have to do is pick a. I mean, you're right. You got to pick an anime at random on Crunchyroll. And find where the pedophile is.
You gotta fucking
There's
find the.
There's always a character.
You gotta find the CIA traps, bro.
Because they'll find a sneaky way. They're like, she comes from a dimension where age of consent is 9, because the average age of death is 15.
Yeah.
It's, and it's like, oh, you can fuck her.
They do that
legally in the laws of the show and history or whatever. Fucking who gives a shit? It's fucking
most
pedophilia.
Most of anime
bait.
Is just 10 Japanese people around a table.
Anime
and
fucking
they're like,
sucks.
What
dude.
Can we bust? To
anime
next?
Sucks. We're moving on. You know, but
why do we have to move on?
We're moving on because
we're
I want
deeper.
I know. I want to fucking say, yes, Ghost in the Shell, Akira, most of the Ghibli films, and
Cowboy
then, like,
Bebop.
Yeah, there's, like, Cowboy Bebop, you know, a handful of, like,
you know what's a really good
gems
anime?
Around that time. And other than that, like, it's mainly all garbage.
What's a really good one is Totoro. That's actually really good.
I don't give a shit.
Because it's not about fucking little girls, it's little boys.
Listen, no. I barely watch shit. I barely watch shit.
You should give Attack on Titan a try. That's a good
one. I've seen it. It's garbage.
It's really
I fucking
good.
Hate it. It's garbage.
How? Why do you not
it's
like
trash.
It?
It's
trash.
That's not a good answer.
I just didn't like it. It's trash.
That's crazy.
Cyberpunk. That was a good anime. But generally, most anime, in my
it's dog shit,
opinion,
dude. It's fucking
really
dog
bad.
Shit. It's meant for fucking babies.
It's yeah. for creeps.
Yeah. And fucking pedophiles.
I agree.
And that's why, you know, they generally meet at anime expos. Yeah.
Dude, Dunkey said it best. Anime fans are the new Sonic fans. They're creepy people.
Mm-hmm.
They're
I weirdo. Feel like they just go hand in hand. They're the same fucking monster.
Yeah, in a way. The furry monster, Sonic dude. Anime amalgamation.
They're fucking whack.
Yeah.
They're whack and they must be shot on sight.
But what is it whack these days? I mean, none of us saw the Borderlands movie.
No, I because
it looks like trash.
I don't think I will.
It looks bad.
But you know what I did see? Alien Romulus twice.
You saw it twice?
I saw it twice.
When did you see it later?
I saw it once with you and your parents.
Mm.
And then I fucking went out again on Sunday and saw it.
Oh shit.
Time.
With who?
Just some of my friends.
Oh.
Some of my friends. You know.
Did you put your dick in the popcorn?
No,
did you put your dick in the Milky Way wrapper?
I went and saw it with my lawyer because we had to go over a few things because I'm in the middle of a lawsuit that may or may not be real. No.
Did you put your dick in the M&M's wrapper?
No, it's all because I fucking, you know, got into a car accident in my Chrysler 300.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alien Romulus was really good.
Oh yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
Rocked. I straight
but
up
they,
got a
they
little.
Straight up, they straight up fucking just used all the themes from Aliens 1 through 4.
It was a good amalgamation. It had everything.
It was the
and dude, the production, the lighting, the sets.
I
they're gorgeous.
Aliens.
All yeah. gorgeous.
I just
gorgeous.
Like the fact that like Ridley Scott was just fucking around on set because like they made like a little like RC like face hugger and he was just laughing and giggling like a fucking child. This guy is fucking like how old is he? Like 70? He's like 70 years old, 80 years old.
Yeah.
He's giggling at this fucking like little fucking Roomba face hugger thing. Like he's fucking around and crawling around the floor.
That's funny. I love that.
I'm glad they went with props. That was sweet on them.
That was cool.
Like with the alien.
Yeah. I mean, well, H.
Everything looked real.
Geiger fucking was. Because he's still alive, too, I think. The guy who did the original art design for the first Alien movie.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I believe he's still alive. I'm not going to look it up. You can fucking fact check me or not. I don't give a shit. Lick my balls. Anyways.
I mostly think everything you say is a lie anyway.
Yeah, sure, because maybe it is a lie. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. I'm like the fucking doors from the labyrinth, you know, one that tells the truth and one that tells the lies, but you'll never know because one tells lies and one tells truth.
You want to talk about Western
and
media
listen,
that
listen,
is a pedophile. Man.
Listen, I'm not
the
done
The labyrinth
yet.
Is
I'm,
creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Bit. You want to talk about weird fucking Western media that's creepy? The fucking the ballroom scene in the labyrinth?
Yikes. Beetlejuice kind of leaned that way too.
Yeah, no, I showed you Beetlejuice for the first time, and like, it fucking, she's like getting married to Beetlejuice. He's like what? Technically, he's like 100 and something years old, and she's 16.
You gotta marry me.
Save that guy for later. What, Johnny? You got something to say?
His politics on women are straight up like from Saudi Arabia. It's like marrying him at 16, then we fuck him at 18. The day. The day, because if you say that someone with a different religion is creepier than us, you're going to jail. You're going to prison. maybe the fucking Hyundais are not as good as they say they are.
Yeah, Hyundai kind of sucks. It's all about Toyota.
Maybe the Chrysler 300.
The Chrysler 300. It's coming back. It's coming to you. You want it. You got it. You got it. You have it. I got it. You need it. Oh, the Chrysler 300. It's me, Violent J.
You know, walking into the movie theater gave me a little PTSD from watching Civil War.
Yeah, dude, you were fucking freaking out. You're like, dude, I'm gonna cry because Civil War made my pussy wet.
That movie deeply affected us. And we, in fact, we re-recorded an episode after we watched the movie, and we're both shell-shocked.
It was just us sitting in silence. It was
we drove in silence home.
Yeah, and then we sat in silence.
And then we both looked at each other and we just went, fuck.
And I was like, you know what? Looking back on the movie, it's fucking gay.
Avengers Civil War?
No.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Avengers Civil War. It was so fucking bad. It was so fucking bad that I had to like sit in silence and think about my life and be like, bro, this could be the world soon. You know, fucking, you know, guys with superpowers just destroying the world.
Was that movie like swept under the rug? Because I didn't even know about it. Civil War?
No, yeah. It was did you
an A24 film.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Was it good?
It was great. I thought it was good.
It's just like super
it's dark.
It's dark, but
it's mean.
It's like just like fucking, I don't know, whatever. It's just propaganda in my mind a little bit too.
That's a half-baked idea in my opinion. It doesn't make sense for it to be propaganda.
Listen, it's
it wasn't funded by any fucking state organization. It was a private movie. It's not like the Obamas called them and asked them to make it.
Bill Clinton calls. He's like, I need you to listen. I'll play the saxophone one more time. And I'll have sex with that one more time.
In fact, it was largely anti-core American ideas. And they're like, it kind of just leads into chaos anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I just any war movie, I'm just immediately like, this is just programming.
Dude. You're the kind of guy to say Apocalypse Now is fucking propaganda.
Apocalypse Now is propaganda.
Dude. It's fucking. I'm gonna
do it for a rewatch though.
Fuck, dude.
Men Who Stare at Goats, totally propaganda. 100%.
You like Full Metal Jacket? Propaganda.
Dude, like Full Metal Alchemist, propaganda.
That's another decent anime. The original Full Metal Alchemist?
No, the original Full Metal Alchemist is dog shit. Brotherhood is the remake, which actually has the correct story to it.
But Brotherhood feels like a generic anime. The original feels more charming to me.
The ending is
correct. Think I get to an ending in anime? I lose the plot.
But I'm I did enjoy the direction that they took the original animated series for Brotherhood, or not Brotherhood, for Full Metal Alchemist. Mm-hmm. But the ending is not what the writer for the series wrote, because they were waiting on him to fucking finish it, and then like he took too long, and they were like, "Well, we have to fucking sell something."
Oh, they Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah, they Game of Thrones stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
They pretty much.
Well, that fat fucking oaf was a slow writer anyway. J.R.R. Tolkien. No, not Tolkien. J.R.R. Kid Fucker Martin. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Tolkien? Tolkien from South Park, dude? No, his name isn't Tolkien. It's
J.R.R. Martin. Yeah, that was great. J.R.R. Martin? Was that his name who did Game of Thrones? He wrote the books? That fat ass?
I don't know. I don't give a shit about Game of Thrones.
I was just
all I know is Peter Dinklage is a short man and he's funny.
What do you care
about? And I also think he had a band at one point.
The Wizard on the Moon.
I'm pretty sure Peter
can feel its power.
I'm pretty sure Peter Dinklage had a fucking a band.
He was also the worst voice actor.
Wait,
in Destiny.
What about a Wizard on the Moon?
There's a Wizard on the Moon. I can feel its
power. And my name is Enoch, and I'm here to suck dick and cast spells upon your penis. Oh. It is I, Enoch.
Enoch.
Sucker of dick, eater of cum.
Fucking lightning bolts and
John,
thunder.
This is a deep cut. We've been having that bit for months now. Enoch the fucking alchemist.
Enoch.
Mm-hmm. He's racist against the hobbits. And just loves fucking dudes. He's sexually frustrated because he can't lure anyone to come to his hidey.
It is I, Enoch, the eater of cum and sucker of dicks. I have done alchemy upon my mountaintop, here to cast spells upon your penis and make you cum. And I will use that cum in my spells and potions and brews. And I will make you into a gay man. I will beg you! I will beg you with my penis. I will put it in your butt.
Dude, the lightning was perfect.
It is I! I am going to part the seas like Moses. I'm going to part your ass the same.
That's good. That's a good
Give
one.
Me the jizz.
Banish the thick foots from these lands. Fuck the hobbits.
Get out of my wizard tower. I shall cast a spell on you.
Together we will enslave the hobbits.
Be gone!
Be gone.
Shit, I was going to look something up, but you fucked me up. So what were we talking about? We were talking about...
You pay for Pornhub, don't you?
No. Johnny does. I know he does for a fact because he's a little freak, bitch.
What do I pay for?
Pornhub
browsers.
Premium.
Browsers.
Fucking X-hamster.
Johnny, what's your porn... what's your porn site of choice?
I don't know. I don't do that's I don't do that kind of stuff.
That's true. Fair enough. But if you had to, it'd be X-hamster.
Browsers.com.
Browsers.com. No. Shit, bro.
It'd be like... I mean, the OG... PH.
PH. Browsers is where you like.
Yeah,
you
dude. Peter Dinklage was in a fucking band called Wizzy from 1995.
Wow.
Huh. Holy shit. I have the volume all the way up.
I can feel its power. Get to the brink of the brink of the thing. Get
in the swing of the dreams of the season. Get in the Yeah, there's Peter Dink. There's Peter Dink, dude.
Interesting.
Did you know that fucking RuPaul also had a fucking band?
RuPaul?
RuPaul had a band.
Who's RuPaul?
RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
You, okay, that's
not
fine.
Not checking out, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You're not a fucking gay freak or whatever. Gay people aren't freaks, but they do like to get their freak on.
Which respect.
But yeah, no, RuPaul had a fucking band, if you didn't
know. Was he in a movie? Was he an actor?
RuPaul is like a drag queen, like he has the show RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh my god, yes. Okay, yeah, you were telling me about that. How bizarre that show was. Or sorry, you probably don't want your opinion known.
Well, like I listen, I don't give a shit. I like put on like an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race because like fucking whatever. Like I've actually never seen the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna throw it on because like whatever. I could not watch it.
It's rough.
It's rough. It's rough. It's meant for the babes.
Yeah.
It's meant for the babes and the gays.
They bond over.
But no, RuPaul also had a band called RuPaul and the Wee Wee Poles.
Hmm. Nice.
Not bad, honestly.
Yeah.
Not bad. We're going to get copyright striked. I don't give a shit, though. Who cares? Who cares? Who gives a shit? I'm going to tug on my wee-wee pole later. Why are you looking at me like that, dude?
I'm just listening.
He's just a listener.
Doing dumb shit.
He's just a listener.
Why do you breathe oxygen? Inhale oxygen, but exhale carbon dioxide.
Yeah,
it's
why
weird.
Do you?
You smoke it. You smoke air, kind of.
Man,
Johnny, do you suck the oxygen out of the carbon dioxide, or does your body just produce it as a byproduct of inhaling oxygen?
Well, you take up like 12% oxygen, like 75%. I'm pretty sure it is nitrogen dioxide.
Man, if you really think about it, man, like, you know, your lungs are eating the oxygen, but then, like, man, it shits out the CO2. Your lungs are always producing doo-doo. your lungs are always doing the pee-pee, poo-poo, caca, doggy, doo-doo, diarrhea.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You see, like, you know, and also, if you think about it, like, aging is a disease. And also, if you think about it a little bit more,
where are you going with
you this? You know, if you think about it a little bit more, the X and Y chromosome are just letters. And letters can be translated to numbers in Hebrew. And this is what I learned from the 7 hours of the history in the Middle East, is that is that the X and Y chromosome are the same number and letter. And that means we're all women. We all got pussies. You a pussy. You a pussy. I'm a pussy. And you know what? Aging is a disease designed by life to fuck us. We are getting fucked every day in our pussies. And that, Joe Rogan. And that, Joe Rogan, is my theoretical science on why aging is a disease and life is a simulation.
Wow, that's interesting.
Wow, that's interesting.
Have you ever seen the clip of the monkey fucking the frog?
Wow, that's interesting. Have you ever seen like a bear have sex with a moose while riding a chimpanzee? I don't know how they do it. The chimpanzee is so small, but they're so strong. To carry a bear into the woods while it fucks a moose. Man. It's incredible. They can rip your penis off.
Dude, I need to start inhaling gasoline.
Dude, let's do NOS.
We need to do some like light intermediary.
Let's get our hands on some fucking NOS, bro.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What are we doing? What
you
are we doing?
You guys become more scrub? Unhinged.
Listen, I'm gonna start unhinged. Doing Kratom again. I'm gonna start doing Kratom again.
Fuck, man. What's the time?
I don't give a shit. You're not allowed to ask that. Don't look.
It's an hour.
Don't look.
We've done it. We've done our show.
Nope. An hour.
The show's over, folks.
Hey, dude, I got this. Check this video out. It's a minion being crushed by a hydraulic press. I just want you to watch this. And I want your opinion on this. Check it out, dude.
The minion is making surprisingly normal face. That's what I'd imagine it look like.
It, like, looks alive.
Yeah. Look at its facial structure.
It looks alive. I'll play it one more time for
Johnny. It opens its mouth.
It like looks. It feels wrong to watch it because it looks like gore.
He's just getting some push.
It looks like one of those videos of like a Chinese like steelworker guy getting sucked up by a fucking metal wave and turned into a paste.
It doesn't look like a toy.
No, it looks like a dude getting crushed to death.
Oh. You know, they actually had to come up with a lore explanation.
Why are you standing over me?
I'm going to take you to bed.
Whoa, dude.
You need to end it.
Whoa, dude.
I have something to add. They actually had to come up with a lore explanation for what the minions were doing from 1938 to 1945.
Yeah, they were frozen. They were fucking...
That was so funny.
They got Captain America.
Nearly dodged it. Just barely.
They Captain America'd him. They got him, dude.
I mean, just imagine. That'd be a good movie.
Or what
the minions find Hitler.
What if they live in a timeline where the Nazis don't exist?
That's not the one they went with, though.
I know.
So Hitler is real in Despicable Me.
Dude, they would have been in World War II.
Hitler is canon in that world.
Yeah.
And they would have been like, that's the boss.
Yeah.
That is Hugo Boss.
Yeah.
And they would have been dripped out in Hugo Boss. The minions dripped
the
out
minions,
in Hugo Boss.
Yes. Would have looked
imagine,
awesome,
dude,
as SS stormtroopers. They would have looked cool, very cool. You know what else? You know what else is very cool? Finite content. Shut it down, sir.
Yeah.
Shut her down.
Dude, don't touch me like that, Johnny. What the fuck, dude?
Oh man.
Dude, come on. Stop slapping my fucking knees. Guys, you know they're sensitive. You know I'm like Tom Green in fucking
I have sensitive knees.
I'm Tom Green in fucking 40 Got Fingered or the scene where he's like, "Okay, you can whip me with you can cane me, but right here on the knee, but be careful, I've got sensitive knees."
Oh,
yeah.
That's so very interesting.
I have sensitive knees.
Do you have a sensitive ass?
Dude, my brother's gonna fuck.
Dude, I know he's getting like molested. He's
he
getting molested.
Pussy ever in his
this
life.
Is what I'm talking about, dude. He's watching too much anime.
No,
he's getting super like.
Johnny, you getting horned up over there?
I barely watch any.
He's
anime.
Getting dork. He's getting horned up, dorked up, fucking
dorked up,
dorked up,
dorked up, bro.
Yeah, he's humping a doorknob.
His fucking estrogen levels are high as shit.
Up.
Dude, I bet his T is really high.
Yeah, probably.
Never busted in a bitch.
All right, I guess I will end it, but I have one last thing to say.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want to be seen riding around in a shitty-ass car? Hell no. Get a fucking Chrysler 300.
Chrysler
300. Chrysler 300. Chrysler 300.
38.9.
Suck on my dick. Ass. I'm gay. At gay.78978 fucking FM radio.